Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the 8th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton-on-Hudson, New York. Her preaching today is entitled, That We May See.
A reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 46 to 52. As Jesus and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the side of the road. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth passing by, he began to shout out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stood still and said, Call him here. And they called the blind man, saying to him, Take heart, get up, he is calling you. So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, What do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, My teacher, let me see again. Jesus said to him, Go, your faith has made you well. Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. The poet Gerard Manley Hopkins writes that the world is charged with the grandeur of God. Teilhard de Chardin has written that the whole of life lies in the verb to see. The blind man Bartimaeus somehow knew deeply the truth of both. The world charged with the grandeur of God, and that seeing was central to all of life. Though physically blind, he possessed a profound inner sight that empowered him to recognize Jesus and to proclaim from a beggar's place at the side of the road what has been called a messianic confession. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, in turn, sees that this man who refuses to be silenced by the crowd and persists in calling out to him, that this blind beggar's vision of who Jesus is clearer than any of the other sighted people in the crowd. So he calls him forward and simply asks, What do you want me to do for you? Jesus does not attach any conditions to his question, nor does he dismiss him as unworthy. He doesn't make any assumptions about the man's needs or desires. He just asks, What do you want me to do for you? The man responds simply, Let me see again. His healing is immediate, and Jesus sends him on his way. The choice of Bartimaeus is for the way of Jesus, which at this point in Mark's gospel would be to accompany Jesus on the last part of his journey, the way to the cross. This passage tells us a lot about who Bartimaeus is. It also tells us a lot about who Jesus is. And it invites us into the story. Where do we fit? Where do I fit? We all have our blindnesses, and we are all asked over and over in a variety of ways by Jesus, What do you want me to do for you? I wonder if we can dare to respond like Bartimaeus, Let me see. That would first of all require that we acknowledge our blindnesses. that if our eyes are really opened to all of the grandeur of God around us, we will have to get up and join in efforts to preserve and protect that grandeur. Furthermore, the vision given us by Jesus will require that we drop all barriers between us and whoever, individual persons or groups of persons, whoever is other to us, those at the side of the road in our lives, so to speak, those we might be inclined to dismiss or silence or deem unworthy, whether close to home or at a distance. Bishop Mark Seitz of El Paso, Texas, speaking of our country's relationship with migrants at our southern border, urges us to see it through the eyes of the migrants. And in his words, and I quote, to revision the situation in the fiery light of the gospel, to unbind our social imaginations and see the shared humanity of the other before us, end quote. That other could refer to more than migrants. We each know who it is for us. Today's story from Scripture invites us to a question. Can we allow ourselves to be converted to that openly enthusiastic faith of blind Bartimaeus with his utter confidence in the joy to be found in following the radical vision of the way of Jesus?